destruction of cultural sites, buildings, homes, of hospitals, for Christ's sakes, of children, 10,000 plus children killed in Palestine. The overwhelming number of folks who have been killed, men, women, and children. So it's just like, is this a Hamas thing or is this something that is bigger? And you start to just, like, you don't even have to ask that question and expect the response because so many officials on the Israel side have shared how they feel about it. You look at the words of the mayor of, I forget the one town of that where that mayor is in Israel, but she's like openly said, oh yes, the plan is to starve them so that they leave eventually. Other countries, neighboring countries will eventually accept them. So, and that's just the one mayor. There's rhetoric that comes from the prime minister. There's rhetoric that comes from the president of Israel. There's rhetoric that comes from all these like army generals, these people who are directly tied to the conflict that have been saying, yes, this is a genocide. Point blank period. And so many people just like discount that. It's like, oh, that's not what they're saying. But it is what they're saying. It's what we're seeing on social media. And it's time for it to end.
And you know that the support for Palestine in the black community go back a long ways. You know, Kwame Ture, you know, theater, and even further than probably than that. And I just wonder, why do you think the national black leaders today are not coming out and, you know, to try to stop that genocide that's going on there? I mean, I haven't heard anything from the NAACP, the Urban League. You know, national organization not saying nothing. It's just going along with the program. It's talking about vote for Biden.
Yeah, that's... it's heartbreaking, right? When you have folks in the church who, and Mark Lamont Hill has some really poignant words to say about this. About just how heartbreaking it is to hear people standing up to the state-sanctioned violence, standing up to the head of the monster itself, if you will, Joe Biden, and saying, look, you can't claim to be like about wanting to save lives when there are children dying in Palestine right now. And if you cared so much about that, you would speak out against it. And to hear people overlap that message with four more years, you almost have to open up that statement, right? It's 4 more years of what? Let's chant for 4 more years of genocide, 4 more years of funding for Israel's free healthcare while so many people here in the States are starving and homeless, right? So it's just like, okay, what are you actually advocating for when you hear those words, when you make those statements? What are you standing up for? Whose side are you on, essentially?
All right. So would there be Black Lives do more protests and demonstrations around this issue? I mean, I know you're here today.
Yes, we
it's
will.
Kind of cold, but...
a little bit cold to be out here, but you know, this is the cost that we have to pay in order to affect the change that we want to see. So, yes, Truck for Black Lives will be hosting a few events. We're still working out the details and organizing amongst all our folks. But if you want more information for that, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well. All Troy for Black Lives. That's T-R-O-Y, the number 4, Black, B-L-A-C-K, Lives, L-I-V-E-S.
All right. Thank you now.
Got it.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Wayfarm Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show Traveling Series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, my name's Aaliyah, and I am 6 years old. I like the library because it's a fun place to read books, and you get to do a lot of stuff in it. You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dogman books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
दिल की धड़कन से तो आए जाना हमारे सब सब के हो जाए आना रिश्तेदार द्वारे तो कैसे सोए जाना रिश्तेदार द्वारे लो लो लोरी सुनाना
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada, an avid visitor of the library, and I'm in Florida.
I'm Fatia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We want to do our weekly reminder, although semi-weekly reminder, that Bound by Books is open to welcoming new co-hosts to join our ranks, talk about some books on the radio. And if you're not sure if you're ready to commit to being an ongoing co-host, we can also welcome guests on occasion who just want to try it out. So if you're interested in joining Bound by Books, please reach out to me at the Hudson Area Library. You can either stop by the library and ask for Emily or Tracy if I'm out, or you can email at info@hudsonarealibrary.org. And I'd be happy to share some info on how you can get involved. So any young readers out there who would like to try being on the radio, join us, please. We love friends. And Bound by Books has been on the radio for almost 13 years now. In February, we're going to become a teenager. Isn't that exciting? Finally, a teenager. But let's see, we're going to start talking about some books. Why don't we start with Fatia? What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a book that I found online. It's called The Wolf and the Lamb. One day, a lamb was eating sweet grass away from her flock of sheep. She didn't notice a wolf walking nearer to her. When she saw the wolf, she started panting. "Please don't eat me. My stomach is full of grass. You can wait a while to make my meat taste much better. The grass in my stomach will be disgusted quickly if you let me dance." The wolf agreed. While the lamb was dancing, she had a new idea. She said, "I can dance faster if you take my bell and ring it so hard." The wolf took the bell and started to ring it so hard. The shepherd heard the sound and ran quickly to save the lamb's life. And that's the end.
What a smart lamb. Very clever. Did that story have pictures or was it just words?
It had a few pictures.
I would like to see the lamb dancing. I bet that's quite the sight. And the wolf ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Very fun. Thanks for sharing a story. So Jada, what did you want to share today?
I just got a new book that's called My Lady Pocahontas. I forgot who it was by. It's a fictional biography about Pocahontas and how she fell in love with I can't remember the name. And it's told from the point of view of her fictional servant. I forgot her name as well. I don't have the book next to me, but I am excited to read it. It's about history, and because it's not just facts and it's written into a story, I think I'll enjoy it. So yeah, I'm very interested in the book, and I'll probably talk about it again once I've read it, just to talk about what it was like. But it seems like a good book, and I'm happy I got it.
Cool. I haven't heard of that book. Do you want me to read the description? I was able to look it up. So it's My Lady Pocahontas. It's by Kathleen V. Kudlinski.
Yeah, it's that one.
And so it says, Nita, Pocahontas's pamunkey friend and servant, could hear the words princess and my lady whispered from the lips of the white men who had settled in the colony they called Jamestown. Pocahontas, the daughter of the supreme chief of the Confederacy, was important in their eyes. And Nita, too, could see something special within her bold friend. She accompanied Pocahontas to Jamestown regularly to this fort of smelly, hairy men, whose food supply was slowly disappearing. The girl's mission was clear, to protect the Confederacy by finding out as much as they could about these strangers and report back to the Supreme Chief. But the daring Pocahontas, led by visions, had other intentions as well. My Lady Pocahontas tells an important early chapter of America's history from the Pamunkey viewpoint as the drama of two clashing cultures unfolds. Interesting. Yeah, I hadn't heard of this one before, so you'll have to report back on if you like
it. It says something The ages is from 10 to 14, and I'm 13, so, you know, it seems like it should be a good read for me. And, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, Pocahontas is an interesting character. I'm
Disney's
curious.
Extremely
yes.
messed up the story, just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure. Cool. Look forward to hearing about that after you read it. I have a book that I read this past week that I had shared the description of on the radio before as one that I was interested in reading, and I did get to it, and it was very good, so I wanted to share it again. It's called Lunar New Year Love Story. It's by Jean Wen Yang and illustrated by Lei Wen Fam. So it's a graphic novel. I would say it's probably, the characters are all teens, but I think it's not like inappropriate for younger readers, so I think it would be fine for middle grade as well. And so that's the story of Val or Valentina, who's a teen, although we meet her first when she's a little kid, but most of the story, she's a teen and she lives with her father. Her mother is not with them anymore. And she's very into Valentine's Day. She makes Valentines for all of her classmates and she gets really into them. And she always makes a Valentine for her dad every year. And she also receives a Valentine every year. And she's really into it until one day she discovers some truth about her family and she believes that she's cursed and that just like other generations in her family, she will not have luck in love, that she will be lonely and by herself. And she just kind of like loses her faith in love after having been like obsessed with the idea of love and Valentine's Day forever.
Making cards is still cool though. Even if you're convinced that you're never going to have any love in life, you should still make cards because it's a fun arts and crafts project, in my opinion.
That's true. There's also different kinds of love. So she's thinking about like your like one true love kind of situation. But obviously there's like friend love, there's family love, there's love of nature or love of your activity. You know, there's different kinds of love. There's self-love, love of food. Yeah. So there's different kinds of love. But she's thinking like romantic love. But then at one point she meets some cute lion dancers and it sort of changes her path a little bit. I'm trying not to spoil too much of the story, but I thought this was a really, really great graphic novel. I love Lei Wen Fam's art and I love Jean Wen Yang's storytelling and character development, but the story, it includes love or like crushes. It includes friendship, family. The dancing. She's originally a ballet dancer, and then she stumbles across a studio where they're doing lion dancing for the Lunar New Year. And so then she becomes passionate about lion dancing. Did I say that right? Lion dancing. It almost sounds like line dancing. And then there's also at one point her grandmother comes back into their lives, and so there's some things with that generation, and then there's some travel. So there's a lot in this story. But it never feels like too much. And yeah, I really liked the main character. Thought it was great. And I'm always glad to read books by both of these creators. So Jean Wen Yang, who did American Born Chinese. He did a bunch of the Avatar Last Airbender comics. He did Dragon Hoops, The Shadow Hero, which I liked a lot. And then Lei Wen Fam is an illustrator and an author. And so I think a lot of people will know her as an illustrator. She did the illustrations for Princess in Black, the Best Friends series, Alvin Ho series, the Grace for President book. So she's done like all sorts of different picture books, chapter books, and comic books as well. And I believe she won the Caldecott, I don't know, she won an honor, Caldecott honor for Bear Came Along. Can't remember if she's received other awards, but she's great. I love her work. I suggest checking out both Jean Wen Yang and Lei Wen Fam. And Lunar New Year Love Story is great. Very happy I read it. Definitely suggest it for...
Glad you're getting all those books off your want-to-read list.
Yeah, sometimes I share books that I'm like looking forward to reading, and sometimes I don't get to them. So it's always nice when I do. But yeah, so that one just came out earlier back in January. So should be available to check out from your local library or your local bookstore, or however you get your books. But that's Lunar New Year Love Story by Jean Wen Yang and Lei Wen Fam. Highly suggested. And it's a perfect read as we're coming into Lunar New Year and Valentine's Day time. Really brings those two holidays together. That's cool. And I don't think there's quite as many teen books or even middle grade about, there's maybe more middle grade about the Lunar New Year. Lots of romance. Although this wasn't like a gooey romance. So if you're not into romance that much, I think you could still enjoy this book. There's enough other stuff going on. But that's my book for the week. I think Fatia also had a poem to share with us. Did you want to share that poem?
Yeah, it is called, it doesn't really have a title, but I'll just read you the poem. I love thunderstorms, the hiss of the wind, the boom of the thunder, the lightning that lights up the sky. Why? Because of the chaz. Because sometimes in this boring scheduled life, this waiting for Friday night life that we all lead, we just need the world to remind us that not everything is a routine. Sometimes nature can't handle the pressure that even the sky has to explode.
What made you choose that poem?
I just like really liked the like thunderstorms, and I thought they sounded interesting. So I was looking up some poems like these, and then I found this one.
Oh. Well, thank you both for sharing your books and your poem today. We're just about out of time for today, but we want to wish everyone out there listening a happy week filled with quality reading time. And we will be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Thank you. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd eat? Big slice of soup, a whole quarter meat, lemonade sandwich. Then I might try some roasted ice cream or a bicycle pie. A nice notebook salad or some underwear roast. An omelette of hats and some crispy cardboard toast. A thick malted milk made from pencils and daisies. And that's what I'd eat if the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd wear? A chocolate suit and a tie of eclair. Some marshmallow earmuffs, some licorice shoes. And I'd read a paper of peppermint news. I'd call the boys Susie. I'd call the girls Harry. I'd talk through my ears, and I always would carry a paper umbrella for when it grew hazy to keep in the rain. If the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd do? I'd walk on the ocean and swim in my shoe. I'd fly through the ground and I'd skip down the air. I'd run down the bathtub and bathe on the stair. When I'd meet somebody, I'd say, "Goodbye, Joe." And when I was leaving, then I'd say, "Hello." And the greatest of men would be silly and lazy. So I would be king if the world was crazy.
Life, it isn't fair.